Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, good evening, wherever you are listening from. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to today's spoken. I want to say thank you for following up and also for listening. It's been a while on this platform. So today we will be talking about you on a purpose. We are still on that journey on a purpose. So today we will be talking about choose without sanity. When we are trying to make major decisions about our lives, the fear of making the wrong choice can create anxiety. We want to know without a doubt what we are supposed to do next. We often rather continue plodding down a familiar path than risking making a decision that could send us in a new uncertain direction. We believe it's better to make no choice than the wrong choice. As a result, we become paralyzed in indecision and keep living the same story, unable to decide, our calling for fear of making a mistake. We will have to make choices in order to move around or forward, but we don't need to be scared that if we choose incorrectly, will be headed in the wrong direction. In all likelihood, our path wouldn't be straight even if we did make all the right decisions. We have confidence and rest in the knowledge that if we are seeking God's will, He would redirect our path to take us where He wants us to go, much like a GPS map, recalculating our route when we take a wrong turn. Besides, doctors can be a valuable part of the plan, revealing new things to us about ourselves, our calling, our word, and our creator. We all want to make the right choice. Sometimes, however, there isn't a right choice or a wrong choice. There's just a choice, and it's up to you to decide. As long as you are leaning into God's guidance individually and in community and honestly desiring to follow the leading of the Spirit, you can't get too far off course. That should begin to give you confidence about making a choice, any of the good choices before you, in order to move forward. Though we may never have absolute sanity in our decisions, we have sanity in God's love for us. We receive a boost in the courage required when we realize that any one decision by itself won't determine the final outcome. Rather than dwell on what might be right or wrong about a decision in front of you, list ways in which you can rely on God's wisdom to guide you through the unforeseen outcomes of your choice. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Good night.